Chapter 5, Finding Your Spiritual Path. Topics in this chapter: exploring your spiritual options, being guided from within, steering clear of traps, opening to wisdom and grace. Today, more than ever, people are searching for meaning in their lives. Yet many who search find a confusing array of spiritual teachings and traditions and end up wandering through their entire lives without ever breaking through into the great realms of spiritual awareness. That's like going to a store and forgetting to buy the one thing you needed most. Don't you hate when that happens? Today's world offers many people an impressive freedom to create and follow their dreams, spiritual and otherwise. For example, even kids who grow up in terrible financial situations in today's world still have opportunities to become incredibly successful in any and every possible field, if they have the right ambition, vision, perseverance, karma, luck, and grace. Where there's a will, there's a way rings truer today than ever in terms of individual possibilities, including spiritual growth. Yet so many questions arise as you look for the right spiritual road to travel. How can you find the right path? From where can you draw the inspiration and information necessary to transform and uplift your life? What teachings can guide you to uplift your spiritual perception? How do you keep from being snookered by spiritual frauds? Who can you trust? With whom should you travel? Should you practice alone or in a group? Should you read ancient texts or modern bestsellers? How much does it cost to be spiritual? This chapter gives you tips, tools, and guidance for seeking and finding the wonderful and vibrant spiritual path that you deserve. You're here for a reason. According to spiritual sages, you didn't arrive here just by accident or as a fluke. Rather, you are here because it is in the circumstances of your life that you are able to experience what you need in order to learn the life lessons you are meant to learn. The universal intelligence has arranged all the circumstances of your life, including the time and place in which you have been born. You are living on this planet at this time because you're meant to be here. Part of your spiritual calling is to learn how to not only survive, but to spiritually thrive in the midst of all the pretense and illusions of modern-day life. In a world filled with falsehood, your calling is to grow into greater truth. Just as a beautiful lotus flower thrives and even draws nourishment from the muddy waters in which it grows.